You're listening to the School Success Formula with Lucy Parsons, Episode 0. Welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. This is the very first episode of my brand new podcast, The School Success Formula, and I'm just so excited that you have chosen to listen to it. This episode is basically an introduction to what the podcast is going to be all about. So I'm going to explain to you what you can expect from the podcast and tell you a little bit about me so you know who you are listening to. Okay, so the reason behind setting up this podcast is that I've been working with students, secondary school age students, for the last 2 years. And as I've been doing that, I've got to know the parents a little bit better. And in recent weeks and months, I've set up my Facebook group for parents of secondary school age children who are taking exams like GCSEs and A-levels. And that group's called the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook group. And what I've realised is that parents feel not quite informed enough about their children's education, which isn't really surprising considering all the changes that have happened in the last few years, especially, but also the distance between your own education as a parent and your child's education in the here and now. But also, I've seen this feeling of parents feeling a bit out of control, not just because they don't feel fully informed, but because they don't necessarily have the clear communication channels with their children to be able to have a really constructive conversation about school and education, revision and exams. So I wanted to set up this podcast as a way to talk to you directly as a parent about the issues that matter to you concerning your child's education. So I'm basically going to be talking about everything that you need to know to keep you informed. So trying to give you the very best of information about your children's education. So what you need to know, and when I'm talking about things that I'm not an expert in, I'm going to try and get other experts in to interview to help you with that. But it's not just going to be about straightforward information. We'll also talk about some issues, which there aren't necessarily right or wrong answers to. But I'm hoping that the podcast will give you a space to start considering the issues and forming your own opinions so you know how to move forward as a parent as far as those issues are concerned. So what kind of things am I talking about? Well, I've got this huge A3 piece of paper sitting next to me with a whole mind map of all the things that I'd love to cover in the podcast, and there's way more on it than I could possibly cover in a whole year. So on this piece of paper, I've got all sorts of things like how to help your child with revision, mental health issues like anxiety, depression and eating disorders, things like how to choose university courses, GCSE options and A-level options, work experience, how to step up to A-level, how do you actually become a supportive parent? What is your definition of success? So there's all sorts of topics, and that's just kind of just touching the surface of all the things that I'd love to talk about on the podcast. And I hope you are excited by the possibility of having that kind of information in your earbuds. If you have ideas or things that you'd love me to talk about on the podcast, I'd love you to let me know. You can do that by joining my Facebook group for parents. Again, that's the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook group. Or you can email me. And my email address is lucy@lifemoreextraordinary.com. Okay, and I really look forward to hearing from you. So that's what this podcast is all about. Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about me, just so you know who you're listening to blathering on in your earbuds. And from there, you can make a decision about whether you'd like to subscribe and listen again to the podcast. So My name is Lucy Parsons, as I've already told you, and I call myself an academic coach. And what that means is that I work with students to help them to develop the study skills and the right mindset to do their very best in their exams, so make the most of their natural potential. And I do that by both teaching them study skills and strategies to study more effectively and more efficiently, but also working with them on some of the psychological issues that come up around studying. So I find that a lot of students kind of have problems with fear of failure, or they believe they don't deserve success, or they just talk themselves down and they have lots of kind of panic attacks and that kind of thing. So I also work with students on those kind of issues. But I find that basically if you help them develop the right study skills, then all the psychological issues start to fade into the background because they're confident in their abilities to achieve once they know how to go about it. So what got me to this point in my life where I'm working with young people in this way? Well, at the age of 9, I went on a family day trip to Cambridge. And it was while I was walking around the Great Court of Trinity College, which is part of Cambridge University, that I just had this moment. And I just knew that I had to study at Cambridge University. And I went home, and from that day forward, I set about trying to work out what I needed to do to get there and how I could make that happen. And one of the most obvious things was that I needed to get really exceptional grades in my GCSEs and A-levels. So I worked really, really hard, and I did get very good grades, particularly at A-level when I got 5 A grades. And this was really despite my schools rather than because of them. I went to 2 different local comprehensives. I grew up in the village in Northamptonshire where I still live now. And the first one I went to was the normal kind of school that I should have gone to from my village primary school. And it was what you would have called a bog standard comprehensive. They didn't really have much ambition for me and they didn't really recognise any special talent in me. And so I felt very much on my own working towards my ambition of going to Cambridge. The one thing that was really on my side was having a really, really supportive family who did everything they could to help me to achieve my dream. So after I did my GCSEs, I moved on to a different local school who were a lot better at helping people to get into universities like Oxford and Cambridge. And I achieved my dream. So I got my 5 A's at A level and I went to Newnham College at Cambridge University to study geography. So I had a very, very happy 3 years at Cambridge. But when I left, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And I came home, back to my village, back to my parents' farm, and I just had no idea what I was going to do with myself. And I was really lucky that a graduate headhunting agency got in contact with me. They'd heard about me through some of the activities that I'd done while I was at Cambridge. And they said, we'd like to put you forward for this job. And they interviewed me and then they put me forward for the interviews. And I got a place on the graduate scheme with Tesco.com in the very early stages of internet shopping. And so I was really lucky to be part of setting up their online shopping service. Which was an amazing opportunity and I learned loads working with lots of really, really talented people. But I pretty early on knew that the large corporate environment wasn't really for me. But the trouble was I still didn't know what else I wanted to do. So I kind of stayed in the job for 3 years, just trying to work out what I wanted to do next. But it became obvious to me that I wasn't going to work it out while I was still working there. So I left. And just for something to do, and because I was a geographer and was very interested in travel and seeing other countries, I bought a round the world ticket and I went round the world. When I finally got back from my trip, I realised that now was the moment I really had to make a plan for my future. And with no better ideas, I thought, well, now is the moment to go into teaching. I had always thought that I would like to be a teacher one day, but didn't want to do it until I'd got some life experience to add to my academic knowledge so that I could offer a more rounded experience to the children I was teaching. So I applied to Cambridge again and got a place to study for my postgraduate certificate in education, or PGCE, and got that certificate. And then I taught for 4 years in comprehensive schools in Oxfordshire and Berkshire. During that time, I got married, and then I had my first child. And I didn't have a brilliant pregnancy, and I had an even more difficult birth. And we realised at that point that we really needed a bit more support from our families, who were living over 100 miles away. So when my daughter was 3 months old, we decided to put our house on the market, and my husband got a new job. And when the day she turned 6 months old, we moved back to the village where I grew up. We were lucky enough to find a house there. So we now live in the same village as my parents and just under an hour away from my husband's parents. But this meant that I didn't have a job to go back to when I finished my maternity leave. And I did look for part-time teaching work, but couldn't find anything that would fit nicely with family life. Then I got pregnant and had my son. And it became even more difficult to go back to a proper job. And then one day I was listening online to something about what to do with your life, basically. And this piece of information said that you should do what you're best at. And that really, really made me think. And I realised all of a sudden that the thing that I was best at was taking exams. And that I actually had a very specific formula for how to take exams that did not rely on you just being clever. So it was about time management, and it was about clever strategies for how to revise and in which order to revise the content that you need to know for exams. So that day I came home and I started to write my book, which is called The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take. And that first version of the book was written in just 8 days. And I turned it into a PDF document and put it for sale on my website. And then about a year later, a publisher, John Catt, came along and they saw my book for sale and they offered to publish it. So I rewrote the book in the term when my son started school in 2016. And I'd written the book again in 6 weeks, like rewritten it from scratch. And it was published in February 2017. And if you're interested, you can find that on Amazon. It's called The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/podcast/0. Okay, that's all about me, and it kind of brings you bang up to date with where I am now. So over the last couple of years, I've just been publishing blog content on my website, which has been aimed at helping students. But I've realised the need through my Facebook group and through talking to the parents of the students that I work with one-to-one for some information that is aimed specifically at parents and talks to you directly as a parent. So that is really what this podcast is for. It's here to equip you with everything that you need to know to effectively support your child through the latter years of their secondary education. I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode and found it interesting and informative, and that you're looking forward to future episodes. If you are excited to listen to more episodes, please subscribe. Press the subscribe button in your podcast player so that you're automatically informed about new episodes when they're published. Initially, I'm aiming to publish one episode a week, but we'll see how things go because this is a new venture for me and I'm still working it all out. The other way that you can connect to me, there are two ways. The first is by joining my Facebook group, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback on this episode by joining the Facebook group, and you can search for that on Facebook. So just look for the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook community, or you can join my email list, and I've got a free download for you, which is called 10 Steps to Exam Success, and you can get that by going to my website, which is lifemoreextraordinary.com/parents, and that will take you to the parents page, and you can sign up for that free download there. The final way you might like to get in touch with me, if you're not a Facebook user, is on Twitter. So just send me a message on Twitter at Lucy C. Parsons. Okay, well, it's been great to have you here. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope you subscribe and tune in again next time. Goodbye.